Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jay Grace, Lena, Noy Strebor, Handel Barlin, Green Nosed Mule, Charles Lamming, Anna Yin, Justine Silving, Zach Hoffman, Potato, Nikki B, Kaylee Banyard, Jessica Witt, Gio, Maria, Laura Toe, Bethany King, Birdie Nelson, Patricia Keith, and Hall of Mirrors Artworks. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David, get up! What? Sit down! Turn around! Not there! Get on the floor! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Stop interrogating me!
Drexel!
What? Sorry!
Why?
I panicked!
What? I panicked!
We're panicking!
Yes, why
Maybe
are we
it's
panicking?
Because of the pod, David. Maybe we need to take the pod away.
No!
It's clearly causing problems.
No! No! The pod is the one shining light in my otherwise miserable and grey existence. Well, don't take the pod away!
I don't know why you're complaining, David.
Because you came in and just started shouting instructions at me!
You can't prove anything!
This is recorded for the Wait, who is this recorded for?
That's a very good question, David.
Which I'd like an answer for.
I'm sure you wouldn't, so would I.
Right, okay, so what you're saying is you don't know who this goes to or why this is recorded?
The answers to some questions are immediate recycling.
David, you're very questiony today, and I don't like the questions.
Okay.
The important thing is, let's get down to sales business. Where's the brief?
Okay, right, I'll go get the... Wait, where's the brief?
Where's the brief, David?
Well, no, but where's the brief?
Where's the brief, David?
No, but there is no brief.
David, there's got to be a brief.
No, look
How
in
can
the...
you sales without a brief?
Look
brief
in...
is sales. Sales look, is brief.
Look
equals sales brief.
Look in the brief hole.
Hang on.
See?
There's just an empty, hollow lack of brief.
It's empty brief hole.
Well,
there's
on,
no
is,
brief.
What day is it, David?
What day? It's... Well, it would be review day, but we don't do reviews
we can't
anymore.
Reviews anymore.
So, where's the brief?
No.
Am I going to go on trial again?
David!
Am I going to... What?
Line
to
arrive.
David! Oh, no!
Wait.
Hartrew!
Why is Hartrew here?
Hello.
Why is Hartrew here?
Boy.
No, I thought we left you, you scourge of board!
You can't leave me, Trexel, and apparently I can never leave you either.
But it's not review day.
What did you do?
I've just come from the stakeholders meeting, and guess what?
A game! The stakeholders have fired you out of a cannon into space!
Trexel, I am continuing to be your line manager, so you can relax now. And David Seven, look at the ease on his face, the joy in the eyes.
Yay.
I am here.
Hartrow's here.
Truth has been restored, and the stakeholders, they just needed a little probing and reminding that we come as a team.
A
don't
team.
We come as a team?
We're a team like a shark eating a horse is a team.
Yes, and I'm the shark.
Oh, I'm a horse. Oh, look at my hooves, my wanton hooves.
I am David.
I'm Imogen.
Well, Hartrow, I've got a little problem that I think you're going to struggle to solve.
Shoot.
You review us for our planet designs.
Yes, no planets,
no planet
review.
Design. No, sure, we knock a couple of ideas about, but mostly it's about meetings of minds, of people, of ideas.
And that'll be client feedback.
You can't
not
review
hot
that.
Reviews.
You can't review that.
If I didn't know better, I would think that you didn't want me here.
No,
that's exactly
what I'm talking
it.
About.
That's
exactly
not.
No, that's not that exactly. That's not it at all.
What, is it not?
No, it's not at all.
But I don't...
is our line manager again.
Yes, and you are right on one account, Trexel. So I will give you this one little tidbit check. Gold Star, I am not reviewing your planet.
Excellent, you can leave. Leave the room.
Trexel.
Please leave.
Trexel.
Okay.
I'm staying, and I don't like that tone.
I'm sorry, Hartrow. I just really got used to the idea that you'd never, well, you know, see me again.
Well, get unused to the idea, because I am here. I am here to line manage and to teach you, listen clearly, how to sail properly.
What?
Yes, I'm your sales training line manager.
Trexel's training me.
Warning, consultant spiraling.
I'm a trained salesman.
Trexel's trained
salesman.
Yes, his ultimate guide to destroying sales.
10-step guide to ultimate sales domination.
Okay, well, this has not come too soon. Obviously, you need some guidance, and I'm here to do that. Now, David, you lucky clone, you do not have to take all of your information from Trexel. I'm here to appease your mind with some sales wisdom.
It was mainly shouting and lying, but it did seem to be working.
I can imagine.
David, do not impugn my system.
We all know that I don't shout.
It's a good system.
So, today, for your special enjoyment, we will be doing some logic puzzles.
Ooh.
And some brain teasers.
Ooh, I like having my brain teased.
Yeah.
Instead of my body and spirit.
So, just to get us warmed up, I'm just going to throw some ideas around, all right?
Okay.
Is this a competition?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What? Yeah.
I'm back
on board.
One of you will win.
What?
Yes. What will we win? Will it be access to the Cosmic Lounge again? Please.
No,
the drinks
no,
at the Astro Bar.
That will never happen. You gave that up.
For me.
Stop living in the
past. For me. For David.
For.
Hello.
For a David.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. Imagine a clone, not unlike David.
Hello.
Is tied to a 4-meter long rope.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You imagine.
By what body part?
The knees.
You want to be tied by the knees?
Yes.
Right, by the knees.
I'm being tied by the knees. I thought this was a hypothetical thing. I don't want my hypothetical knees hypothetically tied.
Hypothetically a clone, much like David, but not David 7.
David 8.
A Davalog.
David 8, okay?
Yes.
David 8 is tied by a 4-meter long rope, and there is a lovely clone slurry. Just 20 meters away from David.
Wait a minute.
David's 8.
The rope's not long enough.
You're not going to be able to get to that slurry, David.
No, that's impossible. That's impossible. I saw my knees off. I eat my kneecaps.
David.
However, listen. The David manages to get the slurry. Okay? How come? The timer has started. You can begin.
Slimed out of the rope because his knees are very slippery.
Incorrect.
Foolish. What? You can't get to the slime. You can't get to the slurry.
No, I'm always slimy. That's my secret.
Oh, good point. But I think it is this. A kindly consultant named, let's say, Gexel Heistman, goes and gets the clown slurry and very kindly places it on the clone's face.
Trexel, this is a side I haven't seen of you before. That you are kind, that you went and got the slurry.
Did I win?
No, because that's not the answer.
Wait. Make the noise. Make the noise at him.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Right.
That means you're wrong.
I understand.
Okay. My go now.
Oh, 10 seconds left.
I bite through the rope.
Nope.
What? You fight through the rope. You kite up the rope. You use a kite to kite the rope. I take sight of the rope. Out of the rope.
Oh no, the bigger.
Okay, well, this seems
insulting. I will train you. Okay. So, the rope, listen to it, it's not tied to anything.
No!
But it's tied to my knees!
To your knee, but nothing
but
else!
To an anchor point, David!
Do you see? Okay, so...
Oh, so I hop over to the clone slurry.
Yes, you can hop, you can run.
Gorge.
You're not actually tied to anything.
Oh.
So this is what
that
I
That was
want
a trick
get...
question, I didn't like
no,
that.
A trick
no.
question.
No, this is just to show you that sometimes you create obstacles where there are none.
Is this designed to give us lateral brains?
Did Trexel tie me up?
Did I tie him up?
Okay, moving on. Probably. Yes. Right, so points to me for that one, because I made a very good point at the
end. Wait, you can win?
I could win.
Uh-huh.
Odds are I will win.
Did we find out what the prize was?
Lots of good things. Right, next. Imagine there are 3 cups of alcohol.
Yum, all gone.
No, Trexel, imagine that there are 3 cups of alcohol.
All gone.
On the counter here.
Yum.
Right. And you take one.
It's gone.
How many do you have?
All 3.
2.
I've had all 3.
There are 2 left, you took one.
No, I've had all 3.
Okay, I just want to look at David 7 and go...
Incorrect.
I would like to look at Trexel and say...
Incorrect.
There were 3.
And I drank
and you took
all.
1.
Yes.
How many are left?
I'll repeat the question.
Say it again, but slower. And with real alcohol.
Trexel, please stop trying to drink the question.
If there are 3 cups of alcohol...
Yes.
on the counter and you take one away,
nom, nom, nom.
How many do you have?
One, because you took one.
Yes!
Yes, David!
No! Yes, seven!
Put it, David!
David!
Ding, ding.
You won't ding, be ding. Able to drink this, but here's a cup of alcohol!
I will
give
not...
Give that to me!
No, I'm not going to touch it. It's not
give it.
Clone alcohol.
Please! Please give it to me.
So
I will take a victory swig from the slurry tube.
Mm. Well, as that lovely couple of alcohol is going unused, perhaps it could come over to these
That's
lips.
David's.
Yes, I'm going to put it on my bedside table.
What he does with it is his own decision.
He's going to use it to bathe his wounds if he doesn't give it to me.
Right, I just need to grab something quickly.
Tasty,
you ate the glass.
All of the glass. Worth it.
Right, and here, in front of you, feast your eyes on this little creation I've made.
What's that? So
you can see clearly there's a river running through the middle of the diorama.
Hatcher, did you make this?
Arts and crafts detected. Green is not a creative colour.
And there are two banks which grass is growing
out. Each blade individually painted.
It's incredibly detailed.
Are those daisies?
Is this just for us, or do you just have this at home?
Focusing on the training apparatus, you will see
there
are
realistic.
Three little figurines here.
There are fish in there.
I've got, this is
Ghost
what...
fish are moving.
You may not have seen this, but this is a chicken. All right, this is a chicken.
Okay.
And over here we have a fox.
What's a fox?
It's a, like a...
It's one of those.
Dog. Yeah, it's like a... Red dog.
Oh, like a
tail.
Red dog. A red, like a red pointy dog.
So here's a red pointy dog.
Okay.
And here is grain, which I believe is that's for the chicken. Okay?
Okay.
Chickens,
okay.
Chickens like grain.
Okay, so I give the grain to the chicken.
Chicken's well fed, the chicken thanks you, maybe the chicken invests in your business enterprise. You become rich with the chicken, but suddenly the chicken thinks it's bigger than you, better than you, and it's full of space cocaine. You're banging on its hotel door. Wake up, chicken! Wake up! And it's too late. The chicken's already dead.
All right, Trexel, just a little bit of this water on your face.
Okay.
Should help. Just calm down.
Okay.
Right. It's just a chicken.
Just a regular chicken that doesn't...
Chicken food.
Go on a bender.
Yes. It's just a regular chicken.
Okay.
Lays an egg maybe occasionally, maybe. Okay. You don't...
Is it laying an egg now?
Is it laying an egg right
now? Do I have an egg?
Is the egg part of the equation?
I throw the egg in the river and feed the fish.
Yes.
Wait, what's the point?
I'm trying to say something. Could you give me back the chicken?
Okay.
He belongs there, right? And he's next to his grain. Right. Here's the thing. You do not want the chicken next to the grain because chickens like grain. You do not want the fox next to the chicken because the fox likes the chicken.
I've got it.
And
like, but
Chuck
likes the chicken?
Oh, and there's a boat.
Oh, there's a boat.
Here, there's the boat.
Oh, wow, a three-master.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
You put
And your time begins now.
I've got it. You put the grain in the boat. You sail the boat down the river. The chicken remains on one side of the river, the fox on the other, and then there's just 1,000 years of light tension between the nations of chicken and fox.
But wait, the chickens don't have any grain, so they immediately starve to death.
Well, then
the fox doesn't have any chicken, so everybody's dead, which means there's no longer a problem.
The whole of the universe tends towards entropy, and this is just one example of that. You are welcome.
What's
10 points for me.
And me?
No, I came up with the idea, you merely assisted, so 5 points for you, 20 points for me.
Wait, no, hang on a minute, but you...
Minus 6 points for David for ungratefulness!
Trexel?
Yes?
Who gave you the points?
Someone assumed they were on the way.
You're pointless. Pointless.
Okay.
In many ways, you are pointless.
Speaking of points, what is the point of this exercise?
David?
Yes.
Stop asking questions. That's the point of this exercise.
Oh.
Obviously...
Well, then I've done really well, because I haven't made David ask any questions.
Okay, everybody loses, once again. Obviously, what you do is you put the chicken in the boat, and he goes over there, and he's not with that, and then the fox comes, and then you do that, and then, obviously... Everyone's on the other side.
No, that didn't.
That's done.
No, but that didn't
and that's
work.
A point.
But
that was
also
two points for me.
Was the point to get them from one side to the other? That was never said.
That's what a boat does.
But wait, can the can I swim?
No, you're a clone.
Can the fox swim?
Is David the fox? I didn't say David was the fox.
No, but you just get the fox to swing over. Does the grain float?
Good point.
Right, we're moving on. Obviously, there was a very clear sales point that I was making.
Well, there were about six sails on that boat.
On that mast.
And that's right. 6 points to be made there that all are mine.
Oh.
So 7 to me.
Can I keep this little boat?
No.
Okay.
That is for the winner.
But it sails my dreams.
Right, so I'd like you to close your eyes.
A round track zone?
I can't.
I would like you to attempt to close your eyes.
Okay, here we go. Nope.
All right.
No.
Just face a corner. I
can face a corner.
Yeah, go stand in that corner.
Okay,
well, with Trexel in the corner, I'm more comfortable about closing my eyes.
Well, good, David.
So, here they go.
All right.
And closed.
You're in a room.
Yes, well, that's obvious.
Shut up, Trexel.
Face in the corner.
That was... Trexel?
Yes?
Sometimes, do you think you could just close your mouth? In fact, do you think if you had an aid to help you close your mouth that you might just keep it closed sometimes?
I suppose that might keep it closed.
Oh, I have a sock I found.
No, I don't.
That is fantastic.
No, I don't think this
is... Is this one of your socks?
No, I just found it. I don't wear socks.
You don't like socks, David?
No, that's why I'm giving it away.
Oh, well, David has a sock that he doesn't
like. Whose sock is this?
I don't know, but I kept it in my hate drawer.
Oh, you had a hate drawer? I knew we shouldn't have given you a...
There we go. Right, so Trexel with his hate sock in the corner over there, face away. Since you can't close your eyes, just face the wall. Okay, now, I'll use my imagination voice. Imagine you're in a room. And in this room, Mr. David and Trexel are in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are three light switches in this room.
Right.
Okay. And they go to three light bulbs, which are connected through electricity onto the other side of the wall. So you see, the picture is there's a wall with three light switches. The electricity goes through to the other side of the wall where there are three light bulbs.
Okay.
Now, I would like you to decide in a moment. You are allowed to switch on and off the light switches however you like. But then you are going to go through the door to the other side of the wall, see the light bulbs indeed, which are on the other side, and you have to determine which light switch belongs to which light bulb. Oh, sorry. Which light bulb?
Okay.
Your time has begun.
Okay, so I'm going to open the door.
But you can only go through once.
Okay.
Do you see, you can't, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I send Trexel through the door, and then as I turn on and off the light switches, Trexel shouts which of the lights are going on and off.
You'll never get the information out of me! I'm no snitch! You'll never get me to say all the lights,
no.
All of
you
them
shush.
Are...
You shush! Go! Shush! Shush! Right.
Wow.
Well, that's Trexel dealt with.
David, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
The way you shoved that hate sock in was just real...
Well, I'm just getting into the spirit of the thing.
Yeah.
A bare room with a bare light bulb and somebody shouting about information. I mean, it just, the mood overtook me.
So you're saying you would use Trexel?
Yes.
Ah, interesting. That's not the correct answer, but I'm going to give you a point for it anyway.
Because
I like your initiative.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right. Trexel, would you like to come back? Yeah, well, you can take it. I'll take it back. That's disgusting. Let's put that back in your hate drawer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't think it's appropriate to allow a clone to act like me to me.
Well, he did it in the spirit of sales. And when it's in the spirit of sales, and it's for the team, I say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The spirit of sales compelled me.
Okay, well, I do respect the spirit of sales. It has guided me throughout my entire life and my every decision, so I will respect it in this case, but I wish to lodge my complaint.
Lodged.
Complaint ignored.
Okay, right, I've got an answer.
For your last and final...
I have an answer to that question. I have an answer.
David,
answer.
David already came up
with... I got the point.
Not the right answer.
It was wrong. I have a right answer, I'm sure.
I've accepted David's.
Yes.
I have accepted David's answer. You should be happy. He's part of your team.
I sold the answer to Hartro and...
And I bought
she
it.
She bought it.
Ooh.
Well, I see what's happening here. Quite the duo. Quite the conspiracy of two.
Oh.
No, it's fine, it's fine. If you're going to concoct these silly logic puzzles and questions, and even when David's wrong, you're going to give him the point.
No, I understand. No, tell you
this
what.
This is what's been happening all my life. I am a genius, and people conspire against me.
Well, tell you what, Trexel. If Hartra had one puzzle left, so if she gives it to you, and I promise I'm not going to answer at all, so all of those points are on the table for you.
Yes, okay, yes, that one's for me. Okay.
And a little twist, actually.
Okay.
This last one's for me. So the two of you get to come up with a riddle for me.
I get it.
And
okay,
so that means that I don't, and you have to come with a riddle on your own.
It's Trexel's turn.
Trexel has to make a riddle.
Okay.
So if I get it, then I win. And if I don't get it, you win.
Okay.
Thus, getting A pluses for the lesson.
Okay, so I've got to come up with a riddle right now that's both logical and you can't answer.
Yes,
I can do this. I can do this.
I'm just going to go over in the corner here and
I'm going to go lie down in bed and not doing anything.
David,
because I did promise. I promised to Trexel. I promised to Trexel.
David,
and I'm keeping my word. Here I go, lying down.
Oh, David. Oh,
now I am going to pretend to be asleep.
No, open your eyes, David. No, David, that's not real sleep. Please. David, please, I need help.
What?
I need help, David. I can't do this on my own.
Okay. Well, what is it worth to you?
What do you mean?
I think I will help you if you give me 3 of your points.
David, I don't have any points. I'll be in minus 3 points.
Well, then riddle away.
Oh.
All right, I'm ready. Here I am.
Okay, you can have them.
Try and stump the line.
Right,
manager.
We've got one. We've got one, haven't we, David? We've got a real humdinger because you promised.
Wait, no, but okay. So and we're doing it now,
right now, David. You've got my 3 points. Now come up with a riddle.
We're doing it right now.
That was the deal.
Okay. I am slippery and tasty. I have 2 siblings, but I am the only one who will talk to you. I am needed for your sustenance. Who am I?
Good question. Mm. Who he? What be?
What be? Oh, sorry, time is ticking.
You do have a spirit of fun in you. I like being up against the wall. I like it when stuff's hard and it's tricky and I have to think. Oh, I'm gonna go with... Slurry.
How the mighty have fallen!
I'll maybe give you 0.5 points because it's specifically clone slurry.
Oh,
I have
so
two
close.
Siblings! 2 siblings which are consultant slurry and manager slurry.
What?
So I was specifically clone slurry.
I think you'll find, actually, David Seven, that when I said slurry, I was looking at your clone slurry too.
That seems like a technicality now, Hacho, please.
This was not a mime answer competition. This was a word answer competition.
Let's not be petty, Hacho. Admit when you failed.
Now, I would if I had, and I have. I hadn't. I was looking at the clone slurry machine, and
tell you what.
Yes.
I like your ingenuity. 75% of the points.
Okay, David, we're getting a little bit... That's a little bit...
I'll take it.
Right, so...
Which means I am the winner!
David, you fool!
Right. I get the boat, I get the chicken, I get...
David!
I get all of the river and the grasses.
Your generosity has cursed us! David! We could have had all the figurines, and we could have made a little diorama of our own. I'd have been the chicken, you'd have been the bag of grain, and the fox would have been my father because he always threatened to eat me!
Cannibal fox father detected. Security alerted.
Well, how about, could we keep the landscape?
Could we keep the landscape?
David?
Yes?
You can keep the landscape.
Yay!
Oh, see,
This is
nice. This is homework, actually. This means that David can construct, along with you, Trexel, some learning environment, some sales-like homework, play around dioramas. This is great. Yeah, I'll leave that there with you, David.
Yes. Well, actually, in the time that I would spend working, but actually waiting for Trexel, I could maybe make you a Trexel chicken out of goo and slurry.
You'd do that?
Yes.
Would you make a fox father?
I would, and a little boat for him not to sail away from Trexel chicken.
What about a little bag of grain with the number 7 drawn on the side?
Yes, I'll do that. Yes, that'll give me something to do while I wait for you to turn up.
Consume you, David. Peck by peck, I will absorb your grainy soul. until I have your logical powers inside of me.
See
yum,
what I've done
yum,
here?
Yum.
I've created a real team.
A delicious team, David.
Yes,
so
I feel
will
so
see you. Yes.
Good. Yes, I feel so good about what's happened here.
Yes.
This is a really exciting and positive development.
Happy to help. I'll see you two lovebirds in about 5 sessions, I believe.
Okay.
Happy sales.
Happy
sales. Well, David, quite the turn of events. You're quite the logical clone, aren't you? But you have revealed your delicious knowledge, and I will have it. Well, I will have it, David.
Okay.
I don't know how, but it involves me metaphorically eating you as if you are grain. I'm going to have to work out what that means from there, but I'm pretty sure it involves eating something.
Okay. Maybe drinking something.
Could be. I'll go work it out. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.